Thank you for inviting me, Dr. Fred.
Glad you came.
What a marvelous job. Is this not a beautiful sanctuary? I love it very much. Congratulations to all of you on this extremely happy time. And I'm with you, Leonard. I was used to that up there. Wow. I love it. It's great. Cheryl and I are happy to be here. And I need to tell you that at the moment I am the interim associate pastor at First Presbyterian Church in Maitland, Florida. I just need to tell you that we built a family life center. This is as an inspiration. We built a family life center about 8 years ago there at a $2 million cost, and we still owed $650,000 in change. An anonymous person stepped up and challenged the congregation to end the debt in the next 2 years, and they would give $325,000 if the congregation matched it. And this was announced a month ago, and as of Friday, I was at the office of the manager. She said they need $38,000 to reach their goal. How's that for a work in a month? So you have a shot at it here. But I hope that works. Now, I know that if you talk to any of the folks that have been here when I was here, that you will hear about my stories. And I need to tell you one, because I was reminded of this salty guy who walked into a church office one day. And he said, can I speak to the head of the hog, the head hog at the trough? And the secretary thought she heard what he said, but she replied, I'm sorry, who? He said, can I speak to the head hog at the trough? Well, she said, if you mean the preacher, then you may refer to him as pastor or as reverend, but I prefer that you not refer to him as the hog, head hog at the trough. To this, the man replied, well, I was simply going to pledge $100,000 to the building fund. At that, the secretary quickly replied, hang on, I think the big fat pig just walked in. There's another shot at it you've got. You know, well, I came here as the interim in 1966. I followed Leonard, as I'm doing this morning, after his 29 years. And I have to tell you, and those of you, again, who were here will appreciate this, that one of the things as an interim you do not do is make changes in a hurry. Now, maybe some of you might remember the one that we did make very quickly. It was the bulletin. Do you remember the bulletin? The second week I was here, we moved into a different style, Leonard. It was so full and so crammed, I wasn't sure how to do that. And finally, we had to add an insert like you have this morning, a couple of inserts. And then we moved into we did a very interesting thing. You all had summer vacation for one of the services. From Memorial Day to Labor Day, there was no worship at 9 o'clock. You just did the 10:30. And when I got here, I suggested that maybe you didn't want to do that anymore. The idea was, well, we ought to do that. So anyway, we kept having two services, and it was a wonderful idea because it worked. Anyway, Virginia Abbott was here, you'll all recall. We redid the library while I was here. I think, redone it since. We started your columbarium out here with Mary Staff. I held small group meetings in 18 houses and saw over 125 members. We did all kinds of good things. The 9 a.m. service was contemporary style, and we after killed too many trees with all the inserts we had. We had Marty and Gloria bought hymnals for us that we finally used for contemporary. In the 20 months that I served as your interim before Sam came along, I did 80 weddings in 20 months. You do the math. That was one a week on the average. I had three in one day at some time, but anyway. I think one of the wonderful things that we were able to do when you serve 29 years as a pastor, there's a lot of dynamics going on in a congregation, and we asked Leonard and Shirley to not show up for 6 months, and they didn't. And then we talked as a congregation and said, Leonard and Shirley were ready to come back, and we welcomed them back. And they've been a part of this congregation since, and a welcomed part of this congregation. And never have you been intrusive. You never were for me, and you've always been a real great help, Leonard and Shirley. And what a wonderful experience to be able to do that in your own congregation. The finances and the membership held their own nicely during the time we were here. And since Fred's taken over, you can see what you all do. What a marvelous job. We had many good friendships develop over here. And I need to tell you about the fearsome foursome. There were four of us would show up over at the Cocoa Beach Country Club on a Thursday afternoon for golf. And it was the most wonderful experience. There were three lefties in the foursome. Leonard and I and Marty are all lefties. And Bill, I forget Bill's last name.
Moore.
Bill Moore. Bill Moore was the righty. He was really the odd man out. But we had a great time making sure that the country club kept itself going over there. But I have to tell you, the best thing that happened in this sanctuary in my life happened in January of 2000. We got married here. Cheryl and I were married on January 2nd of 2000. And we invited, the pastor to come from long about where Tom Railing to come in and marry us along with Sam. And Tom was working in the Rocky Mountain Conference, UCC, in Denver at the time. And while he was here, he said, Laybert, how would you like to come to Colorado for an interim? And I said, where? And he said, Colorado Springs. And I said, oh, what church? He said, Broadmoor Community Church. I said, sign me up. We went and had an interview, and we got the job. We spent 2 years in Colorado Springs, and then we were called to Lancaster, PA, which was going back home to where I was, and where I began. And I was there for 14 months, and then we spent 5 years in Indianapolis, where I did three interims. And now we finally got called back to Florida, and we're living in Orlando and enjoying a grandson just 3 miles away and having a fantastic experience as an interim in the Presbyterian system. I'm not leaving the UCC, just so you all understand that. So it's great to be back with you and to share in these moments, and thanks for the invite, and congratulations on a fine, wonderful building. Thank you.